Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Reid Graff. Well, you might hear about them in the paper or on Facebook for one night only, or maybe for a whole day or a week. A team of culinary experts will take over a space and transform it into a unique dining experience. It's called Pop-Up Restaurant, and they serve pop-up dinners at pop-up diners if you go. We have one such culinary team in the studio today who organizes pop-ups around the region. Chefs Mark Graham and Mike Nicoli do the food. Baker Linda Kindlin, owner of Bake For You in Albany, does the dessert. And they are taking the region by storm. They are here to answer your questions. Nice to have you all here today.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
Number to call if you want to weigh in here. It's 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Now, you can also email us if you wish, voxpop@wamc.org. Go to Facebook, WAMC Radio on Facebook, and there's a Vox Pop post there. You can tweet us at WAMC Radio. Just use the hashtag VoxPop, and that's it. But the number is 1-800-348-2551. So, panel, pop-up dinners, I don't get out much, but this is new to me. When did this start and why?
Mike?
Mike?
They say I talk too much.
No, it's all right. You got to say sometimes. Something. We have a long time to fill.
We will have no problem.
All right.
We should first add, there's also one more chef missing because it's three chefs and a baker.
Oh, yeah, but he couldn't make it today. So right, I'm not even going. He's dead to me now.
No, he shouted out.
Brian Bowden, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, so,
absolutely.
All right, Brian, we've given you a lip service here. Brian Bowden. And now we will not mention you for the rest of the show.
He's really just part of the group because of his looks.
Yeah,
and since this is a radio show,
he didn't need to be here.
Exactly. Pretty so anyway, cool. This whole pop-up restaurant thing, I've heard chefs mention it in the past, and I got to say it's not something I've ever heard about prior to doing this program.
Sure. It's something that's been happening for quite a while now. Quasi-new to our area, I guess. But go to a major city and you see it.
But why? Why do it?
Well, it's so much fun.
Is it fun just for the people who are creating?
No, you know, the whole idea behind it is really to kind of step outside our norm. A lot of us always work for somebody or work in a restaurant or certain establishment, and there are guidelines to that. And so this allows us to kind of step outside. You know, we typically like to do it on a smaller scale. We don't do more than 20 people at a dinner, and it becomes very interactive. You know, when you're in a restaurant setting, you get to go out, you get to talk to your customers, but it's minimal interaction.
Yeah.
We serve the food to our guests. We talk about everything that we've made. It's interactive. It's unlike other experiences.
Now, do you all still work for other entities?
I recently just stepped away from the Century House, which I had worked for better part of 10 years as the executive chef and director of food and beverage and kind of starting my own thing.
What about you, Mark?
I left Taste in January 1.
Okay, because I would think that, you know, your day job, as it were, would not be all that pleased if suddenly for a week you open up some competition.
Well, it's not a week. It's a night.
Or a night.
It's a night. And it's not really competition. If you are, if we were employed at another restaurant doing this event, this is just PR. So if you are a restaurant owner and your chef is going to do a pop-up, it would just be PR reaching out to other clientele.
Yeah, I did mine while I was still with the Century House. We did our first one.
And they were fine with that?
Oh, more than fine. Very encouraging. Yeah,
wow.
It was great. Yeah. You know, you get out. You know, like he said, you know, you talk about what you're doing. And when you're in a restaurant, that's what you live. So you end up talking a lot about it.
Right. What about the regulatory hurdles? Do you have to get all sorts of health permits and everything else to do this?
Yeah, depending on the location, there can be some obstacles. We've been fortunate in that we've done them in food service locations already, so a lot of that stuff is already put in place. But to go outside,
we would have to.
Yeah, you have to do some stuff. There's, you know, it's New York State, you know.
Yeah.
Right. So someone's getting paid.
Someone's getting something.
Yeah,
you're definitely doing paperwork somewhere. But it's not that hard, and it's well worth it.
And it would seem to be. There's a lot of work, I would assume, and I'm not in the business by any stretch, but it would seem to be that when you're setting up a restaurant, there's a lot of work at the very beginning, getting everything just so, and then there's still a lot of work, but you're maintaining the workflow and putting out the food and serving customers. This, you're starting from scratch every time, right?
Think of it as theater.
Oh, that's a great.
It's theater. We get, you do all the prep, even if it's for one night or whether it's the week long, even if you're, you know, coming from working in a restaurant and you're getting ready for a Saturday night, it's all the buildup during the week. What are we running for specials this weekend? Because that's going to be the killer of the night. And so you're always building up. This is just an extension of the same idea. We getting prepared for this one show, hits off, and then it's over. But the joy about what inspires us to do this is the creativity without any real boundaries. We create a menu together, we put it together, and it's literally what we come from without having to worry about the other parameters in a restaurant where you have to be concerned about food costs and whether you got in a product and what you got to do with it for next week and what's coming up for, you know.
So you have a very limited number of patrons. You know how many you will have at max.
Exactly. Right.
So it's easy to account for what you will need to do it.
Right. Exactly.
And so when I go to the pop-up restaurant that you set up, then there's a very limited menu or there's one main course on the menu?
There's a menu.
There's a menu.
There's a menu, and it's usually 4 courses. This time we'll do 8 courses. Each chef will do 2 courses, a little bit smaller. It's not a menu in the sense that, well, I'll have the lamb instead of the chicken.
Okay.
It is the menu.
Yeah.
It'd be no different if you were going to a wine dinner. If you go to a wine dinner, you don't have choices.
Right.
You sit down and the menu select in front of you. So it's the same idea.
It's exciting.
You find it exciting?
Oh, it's the best. I think from our meetings right up until we have the dinner.
Yeah.
Like our meetings, I think, are hilarious. But they're also so creative because we're all, I don't know, like somebody says something, they're like, oh, yeah, then I'm going to do this and this. And it's just, it's great.
So you act almost as a band.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
But like, I mean, there are notorious, and having been in many bands in my time, there are arguments aplenty. I mean, how do you sort out the personalities and the, you know, this is the way I want to do this time?
We haven't had that though. Well,
you will.
Yeah. Give it time, Linda.
Well, I think I think we're all in it for the same reason. It's not motivated by money. It's motivated by the creativity, and we want to inspire each other and have an opportunity to just play. And so it's without the parameters, again, of being in a band where we have to pay for the studio time, we got to do all that. This is none of that. This is we go in, we start talking about food, what are you going to do with this, and we start feeding off of each other. We're all very, very creative. And there is no ego with this particular group because we don't – it's not competitive. You know, I want whatever Mike's doing – to just crush it. I want it to be amazing. And
you should have heard him in the green room. Deanna Fox just did an article, came out yesterday, and she quoted me a couple more times. And
4 times?
Oh, boy. See,
nobody's counting.
Nobody's counting.
No, this is how the Beatles ended, people.
It's his hair, you know.
Yeah. All right, we're joined today by Mark Graham and Mike Nicoli and Linda Kindlin. And, you know, you say it's not about the money, Mark. Oh, by the way, the number to call if you want to join in this conversation, it's Vox Pop. It's 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Mark, you say it's not about the money, but you got to get paid.
Well, we mostly, the money covers the cost of the product that we bring in.
But don't you have to earn a living, right? Or yeah, are you all independently wealthy?
This is not.
We're not making a living off of this event.
This is just really for fun.
We all do other things that, you know, that pay our bills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we couldn't live off.
No, we would be broke.
We would be broke.
We would be fighting.
Yes, we would be fighting then.
Yeah, and that's where the fights come from. So what's the next one?
The next one is the 30th.
It's already sold out.
Nice.
Yes.
Tell them about it.
At Bake For You, at my shop.
Yeah. Where is Bake For You in Albany?
Bake For You is at 540 Delaware Ave.
Oh,
I had to stop for a second. I live at 550 Delaware Ave, and then my shop is at 540. Yes, we're right next door to the Cheese Traveler.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sure, on the way just over the...
just over the bridge.
Just over the bridge. Mm-hmm. So what's on the menu for the next one?
We're not saying.
What do you mean you're not saying?
We can.
That's his way of saying he doesn't have his dish done yet.
Yeah.
No.
Last-minute Graham over there.
Yes.
somewhat true. The inspiration, again, is to invite people who want to be excited about whatever we're going to get.
To be surprised.
Well, that, too. We like the surprise. We like the element. The last menu, we realized by accident almost that we never printed a menu. And the people that came didn't care. They sat down. We kept feeding. I'm like, well, let's continue that. Let's, instead of advertising what we're going to make, hopefully you're just excited about the idea of coming and experiencing something new and different. We don't really throw anything at people to kind of weird them out.
No.
You know.
What do you mean?
Well, we're not serving eyeball of newt.
Oh, really?
Braised in, cow's tongue.
Okay.
We're not doing anything weird like that.
There's nothing weird
this
about
time.
Cow's tongue,
this
by
time.
The way. Cow's tongue is delicious.
But it does take a level of trust, and how do you then get your – how do you find the patrons that already have that trust with you guys?
We've been very fortunate. You know, you meet a lot of people in this industry. I mean, Linda has her own shop, so she meets tons of people every day. The place that I was for the last 10 years – we saw a lot of people, and I met a lot of people. Everybody knows Mark.
Everybody.
and Brian as well. You know, so people know us. They know our food. They know our personalities. And I think it's kind of fun for them to kind of see what we're going to come up with a little bit. We always do give a little bit. You know, we did say last time we kind of had a little theme. We
That's true.
The Northern Italian spring theme.
Yeah.
We're heavy on the vegetables in this one, early spring vegetables. You'll see a lot of that on this
spoiler
menu.
Alert.
Just a little bit.
All right, let's take a break. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday. We talk pop-up restaurants today with Mark Graham, Mike Nicoli, and Linda Kindlin. But not Brian Bowden. He didn't show up. So we'll be back.
Support for WMT comes from Manny's TV and Appliances. Family owned since 1977, now offering olive oil from his vineyards in Crete. Available at Atkins, River Valley Market, Randall's, Foster's, and Big Y Groceries. Manny'sOliveOil.com. Radio Woodstock's Craft Brew Boogaloo. Tomorrow, Cantine Field, Saugerties. Over 150 craft beers from 75 breweries, farm-to-table food, live music, and artisans. CraftBrewBoogaloo.com. Alacrity Frame Workshop, Lark Street, Albany. Offering custom framing and new exhibits every first Friday, open 7 days a week, 518-915-1956. And Springbrook, Oneonta, New York, supporting people of all ages with developmental disabilities, working in schools, in homes, and in communities across New York to help individuals achieve independence, springbrookny.org.
Hey, don't forget the lockbox is in operation all weekend long, 24/7, all next week. The lockbox, what's the lockbox? Well, it's a spot you can make your pledge to WAMC prior to the start of our fund drive. Fund drive kicks off on June 1st. You kick in now at WAMC.org into the lockbox. Everything we raise counts at the very beginning of the fund drive. We can knock days and days off this thing and be back to regular programming really quickly. So WAMC.org is the website. And we're joined today by chefs Mark Graham and Mike Nicoli and baker Linda Kindlin, who is the owner of Bake For You, and they do this pop-up restaurant thing. And whenever our producer Jessica Blaustein Marshall walks in the room, that's our cue to eat. So Linda, what did you bring us today?
Oh, goodness. Okay. I brought an orange creamsicle blondie.
Yo-ho-ho.
I brought a vegan everything cookie.
What's that?
It is oats,
sprouts,
cranberries.
And stuff?
No. Oats, cranberries, chocolate chips, and coconut.
Sweet.
I brought our signature cookie, which is a white chip or white chocolate cranberry cookie.
Nice.
I brought a cookie that we named them after the streets. It's the Ramsey Place. It is cornflakes, marshmallows, and chocolate chips.
Now, why? Why would that be Ramsey? A lot of...
My mom lives on Ramsey.
Okay, so you just did it randomly.
I just randomly.
There's not cornflakes on Ramsey Place.
No.
Okay,
no,
I dig
no.
it. All right.
And she's really cute. So, then I did an Earl Grey cookie, which is made with Earl Grey tea. And I think that is it. Oh, right. And then I did a almond torte with raspberry preserve and chocolate ganache, and then I brought a birthday cake scone.
All right, this is great.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're happy, producer lady? Yeah, she's happy.
Yes, we want
All right,
her to be
well,
happy.
Well, let's eat, and we'll take a call and whatnot. The number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. You're the producer. You tell us what to eat, Jess.
Birthday. At least give us a glass of milk.
Yeah.
You know what? You should have milk on hand for these things. Let's have a production meeting.
So my hands are clean.
While we do that, and by the way, when you whisper, we can still hear you. Let's go to Jack and Canaan. Jack.
Yes.
You're on.
Hi. Thank you. Yeah, I have celiac. So I'm wondering if your one menu is gluten-free, or can you entertain gluten-free? And that's it. It's not just a fad for me. It's it's necessary.
It's a very necessary thing. Now, you can't hear him? You can't hear anything. Okay, Mike Nicoli's done 20 minutes of the show, and his headphones don't work.
I'm out.
All right. So tell you what, hang on there, Jack. We're going to get Mike some new headphones. Okay. What number you got there, Mike? We usually do this before the show and then test them. Three. All right. Let's try three. You can't hear? This is good radio. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's turn them all up. Can go. You hear that? Okay. Anyway, Mike, to get you back up to speed sure. here, Jack is in Canaan is wondering about gluten-free options. He has celiac. It's not a fad thing.
No, it's not.
Important to him. So take it away, panel, and I'll eat some of this good stuff here.
We don't design the menu to be all-inclusive necessarily. We don't go... in it thinking about that, but inherently, off the start, a lot of our items just have been gluten-free, have hit a lot of those notes, especially since we're focusing on vegetables and whatnot. But, like Mark said, it's kind of like an art showing in a way that you don't necessarily get to pick and choose the paintings that are on the wall that you get to see. We, of course, we're there and we're talking to you. We will do our best. Like you said, we're a small group of people. We do our best. We make sure that you enjoy just as much as everybody else does, but we don't necessarily substitute or make
it is what it is
essentially, but we're not like, you know, if you don't like it, get out.
Do you think that someday you may do just a night where you're doing just gluten-free?
That's a possibility.
I think it's going to happen just inherently because
we don't, I mean, unless you're making cookies.
Which, by the way, this is amazing. These baked goods
are
really
good. The
only
one that would be forced to have to adhere to that would be Linda, who will have to come up with something creative. But I'm not so sure.
And that actually, that's harder for her, you know, because if you're not a completely gluten-free bake shop, it's very hard to do so. I mean, celiac is, like you said, serious. And so when you're a professional, you got to take it
serious. Sorry to rub this in, Jack, but what is this, Linda? This is amazing.
I can't see that far.
Wow, you're like me.
I am. Oh, that's the vegan
That's a
everything.
Cookie.
Oh, that's got chocolate in it, and it's really, really, really good.
Thank you.
All right, Jack, thank you very much for calling. Let's go to Susan in Sunderland, Massachusetts. Susan, you're on Food Friday. Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm calling to ask about how to season cast iron skillets.
Ah.
Mm.
A couple weeks ago, somebody talked about it, and I sort of missed it.
Is it a brand new skillet, or is
no,
it?
No, it's old, and I used to do the thing where you oil it after you clean it and dry it, but I heard those folks say that's not the way to do it.
Well, oil can go rancid, but
right. They said something about they would put the skillet on really hot and then oil it and then wipe it out and then it's ready to go, something like that.
I think when people talk about putting the oil in there, they all failed to mention to putting a little salt in there as well and just kind of using that as an abrasive. That's more of a cleaning technique. To season it, really just use it often and don't scrub it with something that's too hard or abrasive. That's why salt makes a nice abrasive. Really, the best seasoning from a used cast iron pan comes from use. I know that sounds a little silly, but...
No, I know what you mean, because I used to use them a lot, and I don't use them so much anymore because I have a glass-top stove.
Sure, yeah, safety first.
Okay. Well, Susan, thanks a lot. We appreciate the call.
So were you saying that you actually clean it with salt?
A little bit of oil and salt in a rag, yeah, and then you just go ahead and wash that out. A little mild detergent won't hurt it either, but if you don't want to use that, just salt and oil.
All right, thanks.
Thanks a lot for the call. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. General questions can be had here. We have a couple of chefs in the room, Mark Graham and Mike Nicoli and baker Linda Kinlan, but they specialize in this, it's new to me, but again, I don't get out much. it's this pop-up restaurant thing. And so the next one, which is already sold out, is at your venue,
yes.
Linda. But where else have you done them? Don't talk with your mouth full. You know what?
This is going to be a quiet show
let's
then.
Start the whole show
the
again.
The first one that we did was at Il Mondo Ca, which is an Italian...
Import deli.
Import deli, thank you. Right off of Wolf Road.
Yeah, in the Hannaford Plaza there. It was great, Mario.
It was so wonderful.
Shout out to Mario and the Tricoli family, and of course, Nikki, who is managing the store.
Right.
So we did it there, and it was great energy. Again, we did the Piedmont theme, and it was, we all brought our own groups of friends, and it was fantastic.
People were so excited.
Then we have the one at Linda's, and then we're looking forward to. Mark just scouted another location for us.
So you're early into this game here?
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you haven't flopped yet?
No.
But you presumably anybody who goes out there and does something, whether it's music or art or anything, will have one that is less than stellar. What do you do in that situation?
Cry.
You go drink it off?
No. No, that's not going to happen.
Just not going to happen.
Really?
It's not going to happen.
No. Wow.
The reason we say that it's not pompous, it's a controlled environment, is what we like so much about it. It's on our terms.
But it's also a surprise. What if you create something that's great, but a majority of the people say, well, that's not what I wanted tonight?
That's okay.
That can happen in any restaurant.
Well, first of all, you're getting minimum. When we say you're getting a 4-course dinner, you end up eating about probably 8 courses. And when we say you're getting 8 courses, you probably get a little bit more, right? So there's plenty of food to choose from. So if one of those dishes doesn't do it for you, I'm sure the other ones will. And we'll gladly listen to what you liked and what you didn't like about it. And that's another fun part about the pop-ups.
All right. This is an email that came in from Mark. Good afternoon. It begins. The idea of the pop-up restaurant sounds like a lot of fun. Why not travel with it? I'd love to see you guys visit the Woodstock area or even the lower Hudson Valley. When are you coming? Thanks, Mark.
That's a very good question. Actually, the last caller in the Berkshires, I was thinking we should look into that area. There's some fun places over there that do things.
Yeah,
our possibilities are endless.
Yeah,
they really.
You can tell by our responses we're a little free form in there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this is very loose.
But that's
like
the idea. Some people structure it very well. You'll see some of the other ones that are advertised. They're very structured.
But we're not.
We're a little more free form, and that's why we started doing it. You know, we were very confined to what we were doing at the time, and we said, well, why don't we do what we want to do? And so that's what we do. So locations dictated basically on people that reach out to us. You know, museum up in Mark, if you want to tell them where that is.
The Brookside Museum in Boston Spa.
Sure.
I just left a meeting there yesterday, and so we're just trying to find the right date, and we'll be doing something there.
So these people kind of hear about it, just word of mouth, or, you know, times you needed an article, and now we're talking to you. So, you know, we're out there a little bit. And they reach out to us, really, and it's
Facebook.
Really just been our friends, you know, people that we know through in the industry and business like that.
Will your organization get bigger, or will it just be the four of you?
Just the four.
For this part of it, it'll just be the four of
you. You won't be hiring extra staff, do larger events, extra wait staff, or...
No, that depends.
The arguments will begin.
Right. You trying to break this band up?
Yeah, that's right.
If someone comes to us and says, I love your idea, I've got 50 people I want to entertain, and I want you guys to do it, here's a ridiculous amount of money, we're not going to say no. We're not.
No.
Mike, now, we're not going to say no.
Now we know who the commercial person, the
sellout
is.
I'm the voice of reason.
Yeah, exactly.
The sellout. All right, let's go to Aaron in Albany. Aaron, you're on.
Hi. I have a question about the pop-up idea and how you promote it and how people find out about it. And usually how many people are in an evening?
Sure. With ours, we do it, well, like I said, we do it a little bit through word of mouth, but you can always reach us through Facebook at Three Chefs and a Baker, right on Facebook. And we'll always post, with ample time, our next one. And typically our RSVPs go through the bake shop, Bake for You, because she has a house. She's home base.
She's organized.
And I'm organized, yes. Yeah. Thank God.
Speak for yourself, Graham. And did I answer all the questions? When is the next one? The next one is on the 30th.
But it's sold out.
And it is sold out, unfortunately. But the following one will most likely be at the museum in Boston Spa.
Yeah.
And we'll give you ample time to get a phone call in and RSVP to that one.
Okay. Hey, Aaron, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. We talk about this new dining experience. It's not new. I guess in the city, it's been going on for some time. But around these here parts, it's a little new, and that's a pop-up restaurant, 1-800-348-2551. Barbara in Albany. Barbara, you're on.
Aaron stole my question.
Oh, rats.
I come up with a new one.
But I'll think of another one. I have food allergies. It's terrible for me to eat out. Really awful.
Yeah, sure.
So could I get in touch with you beforehand? Would you do anything? Would you make something that I could have, or... How does that work?
We're always open for discussion, but typically,
just a quick timeout.
Sorry. Yep.
We on public radio, we generally try not to do actual business transactions. So, Barbara in Albany, one thing you might want to do, like, we'll give their contact information, and you're and then you could call them. But we try not to do actual transactions. The FCC frowns on that.
No, I'm not doing transactions. I'm asking a question.
All right. Well.
At Three Chefs and a Baker on Facebook, we respond. If you're on Facebook, hopefully that's the best way to get a hold of us, and you can post your questions there. We get right back to you. Linda's phone is actually attached to her hand, physically attached. It doesn't come away. So she will answer your question promptly if you want to go ahead and ask that,
okay,
or any
great.
Concerns you might have.
Great.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate the call. This orange thing, Linda. What the hell is it? It's great.
It's amazing.
Yeah, what
it's
is it?
It's an orange creamsicle blondie. I made it up today.
You made it today?
Yes.
Made it up.
You got it up today. That's like I had a whole bunch of oranges and...
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Let's go over to...
It's a lot of butter.
Let's see.
Don't give away all your secrets.
We're done with that one. Okay. Let's go over to Chuck in Hudson. Chuck, you're on.
I was wondering if you can cook lasagna in a crock pot without boiling them, all that pasta.
That's a good question.
That's a great question. Have you tried it yet?
Yeah, one time.
And did it work?
Yeah, but I was wondering if there's a better way.
I've never done it.
I don't. The traditional method does work pretty well. There are no cook noodles that you can buy. I recommend not buying them.
The what now?
Like no cook noodles.
Oh, okay. No cook noodles.
No cook, yeah. No, I mean, if it worked for you last time, I'd say stick with it. If not, traditional method, there's nothing better.
I was told that you can add just more sauce in there while you, you know, layer it and layer it and layer it.
It's possible. I think that's more of a trial and error type thing. Just keep.
I think you should master it and then teach us.
Yeah, that's great. Maybe you come up with something, Chuck.
Could be onto something here, Chuck.
And they told me to add just more sauce so you don't have to boil the noodles.
I see.
Terrific. Hey, Chuck, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go over to Jim in Loudonville. Jim, you're on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is something pretty interesting to me. I used to own a company in the area called the Knowledge Network, and we used to put on these type of cooking demonstrations all the time, and they always sold out. They were always very well received. Matter of fact, even developed a little bit of a cult following where they were booked in months in advance and sold out. One of our favorite or one of our big sellers was Chef Rick Orlando. He always sold out, and it's a great thing. It's a great experience for everybody. They get to see food being made and be part of it, give feedback, and everybody was brutally honest. And it was a big party every time.
Cool. Anybody want to comment on that?
Well, that kind of hits on some of the elements that happen at the pop-up. I mean, it's not as educational forward, but, you know, we do talk about the food. We talk about what we know about the food, and we learn from our customers. You know, people that dine with us, they have a lot of input. So a lot of those elements are the same, I love the idea. I teach at the college, so I love teaching, and it's a very fun format to be able to do that and talk about food, the dinners that we do. So that's cool.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, one of the most accommodating venues that we did use was the Northeast Food Pantry. Their kitchen is perfectly set up and set up for as many people as you want, and the price is right, too.
Cool.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate the call. The number to call here is 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. So far, and in the future, you're planning on... maybe 20 guests, 25 guests.
We try not to exceed 20. We think that's a nice, comfortable number for us.
Does your creativity wane when you have to go for a much more mass?
Well, not if you ask Mark.
No.
it does not. It just means you require more bodies, which, you know, because you'll need some other prep cooks and when to serve it, things of that nature. 20 is a nice, manageable number.
So when you're doing it yourself.
When we're doing it ourselves and our hands are on each plate, we're helping each other out, it's great. When you start to go beyond that, you have to sort of cater your creativity to something that someone else will have to, you know, assist on.
I mean, I think it was Vic Christopher over in Troy before Peck's Arcade opened up in that location. I think they would do a couple hundred people a day in there. I mean, they had different essentially, it's a pop-up restaurant. It was a
really?
Full pop-up restaurant. Oh,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be an enormous undertaking, though.
It was. Yeah,
it's exciting, though.
Great for the neighborhood. Great for people involved.
Sure.
Like you said, you go in relatively low overhead, and the nice part is you're not a rest. It's not a restaurant, so I believe you know when the food was out, the food was out.
It
you
was
know,
90 minutes.
Was that?
They were 90 minutes.
See, so it was popular. People were into that. Ours is a different. So there's different facets of the pop up. They're not all identical, but you know, his was you know. Received with rave reviews. I mean, absolutely. People absolutely
and people are intrigued. Mm-hmm. They want that element of surprise.
Yeah, yeah. But you have to be willing to take that risk.
Absolutely.
And there's a huge population. We could have had probably 20 more people at our dinner.
Oh, easily.
Easily.
But do you think that the quality would suffer then? If you,
I don't think the quality.
It's not the quality. It's just the amount of work.
Well, it's the feel that we're going for. The atmosphere that we're going for is much more personal and interactive on that level. We want to talk side by side. Now, that's not to say, like on Mark's idea, we wouldn't do a restaurant like Vic Christopher did over in Troy. Those are always possibilities. It's just a different format. Same idea, different format.
We're joined today by Mark Graham and Mike Nicoli and Linda Kindlin, and we talk pop-up restaurants today on Vox Pop. The number to call here on this Food Friday is 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. We'll be back.
Support for WAMC comes from Cafe Capriccio, offering dining and catering with Tuscan cuisine in Albany, New York, and Neapolitan cuisine in Saratoga Springs. CafeCapriccio.com for reservations. Berkshire Medical Center's joint replacement program, private rooms, pre-surgical education, and rehabilitation, program coordinator, and 10 orthopedic surgeons. 413-395-7680. Hudson Opera House, announcing string trios with Shumel Ashkenazi, Peter Wiley, and Helena Bailey, featuring works by Schubert and Mozart, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., hudsonoperahouse.org. And Lotus Energy, Hudson, New York, installing solar energy systems for homes, farms, and businesses for over 20 years in the Hudson Valley and worldwide, lotusenergy.com.
Frankly, I'm astounded that these three have not been swearing, because in the breaks, it's a little colorful. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. We talk pop-up restaurants today on Vox Pop with Mark Graham and Mike Nicoli and Linda Kindlin and you at home. And back to the phones we go. Colin in Salem, you're on.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you, Colin?
Hey. Hello.
So I just had a question. I know you had mentioned, I just tuned in a little while ago, there's a certain spontaneity about the dinners that you put on, but I was curious if you look at the good produce that might be available in the different locations that you plan on having your dinners and like factor that into your menu?
Yeah, a little bit. I think that's kind of just happens naturally. Our dishes, you know, Mark and I being executive chefs, and I know Linda just from all the purveyors that she knows, you meet a lot of people and you meet a lot of producers. So we know tons of local farmers and local producers that make unbelievable products and grow unbelievable products. And right now we're starting to get, you know, the first of some really nice stuff. And you will see that. I know that Brian, who's not with us today, he likes to forage. He goes out looking for mushrooms. I know he's been successful already with ramps.
Mm-hmm.
He had fiddleheads back when they were there. So you're going to see some of that on this menu, not to give too much away, but you'll see
you're
some.
You're giving a lot away.
I know. He can't speak anymore. Yeah. He's cut off.
Cut him off?
I'm just going to eat cookies.
Yeah. Okay.
This is the tension that I'm looking for on the show, so if we can keep that going. All right, Colin, thanks a lot for the call. 1-800-348-2551. David in Colony. David, you're on.
Hi, yes. Just a comment on the bowl that was wanting to make lasagna without cooking his noodles or boiling his noodles.
Yeah.
Buy a pasta making machine. The stuff is soft. You put it in. Bob's your uncle.
Buy a pasta making machine and
you have an uncle.
You just roll out your dough. You lay it in layers and you cook it.
So the traditional way, basically. All right,
good.
Beautiful.
Hey,
thank
David,
you.
Thanks a million. We appreciate it. Chris in Albany. Chris.
Hi. Hi. I was wondering about what would you provide as far as beverages go, and whether you've thought about pairing the meals with certain the regional wines we have.
Yeah, it actually, that depends on the location, so it varies from spot to spot. You know, places that already have permits and licenses to sell alcoholic beverages, it's much easier. Places that don't have the permits, there's a little more legwork. We always try to incorporate something besides the great wines that are made around us, obviously, ciders and beers and spirits that are all made around us. We try to incorporate those with all, but it's really location dependent.
Great.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot
for
the call.
Thank you.
A number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. Chefs Mark Graham and Mike Nicoli and baker Linda Kinlan. And we've been sampling some of Linda's work here from Bake for You, which is on Delaware Ave in Albany. Mm-hmm. You do pretty good work. I got to be honest with you. All right, let's go over to Amy in Albany. Amy.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about my favorite pop-up in Albany.
Yeah.
Which I think is a little bit different concept than what you're talking about. But the Lobby, which is a music venue right on Central Avenue in Albany, has a pop-up brunch once a month.
Yes,
on
they
Sundays.
Do.
Chef Josh.
Yeah, Chef Josh kills it.
Where is that?
Yes.
The Lobby?
Right on Central Avenue,
oh,
right
yeah.
across the FAFC. You may have been there.
That's
right?
my buddy Howard, and, my buddy Howard Glassman, yeah.
Right? Howard Glassman, absolutely. And I love the concept. It's a little bit different because, you know, you do get to see the menu ahead of time.
Yeah.
So you kind of know what you're in for, but he uses locally grown, what's in season. It changes all the time.
Yeah.
And I think it sort of creates this, it's an occasion. And I think that that's what's cool about the whole pop-up concept. And it's very exciting for me as someone who appreciates food and wine and actually good music. The Low Beat has, you know, free music during the brunch. So
absolutely, rock and roll. Bro.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you. That's sort of what we're doing on a much smaller scale, a little bit different, obviously. They do an amazing job over there. We're big fans of them.
Shout out to Josh, absolutely.
Absolutely, Chef Josh kills it over there. Yeah, that's definitely up there.
Okay.
Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate the call. 1-800-348-2551. Yeah, Howard said they're very popular.
Very popular.
Yeah.
You better get there.
You have
early.
To get on the list and get in, basically. I don't get up that early on Sunday. let's go to Rosemary in Albany. Rosemary, you're on.
Thank you. You may have already said this earlier on, but how does one go to a pop-up dinner? Is it by chance, or are they advertised? Do we look online?
It's usually a
how
roll
do we know?
Of the dice. You just roll of the
just
dice.
Walk in.
It's a roll
I walked
of the
into
dice.
A place and it was a pop-up restaurant.
No, we post ours on Facebook, but we are...
You do.
We do. We are fortunately, I guess, or unfortunately for... We're sold out for our next one, but hopefully.
Yeah. How many others do this beside the four of you?
There's Vic Christopher does it. Josh does it. There's a John McCarthy, chef at the Crimson's Barrel in Hudson. And I think there's one or two.
There's a lot more, I'm sure, that we can't list that we don't know off the top of our heads.
Right.
But it's out there. Facebook is a good channel.
So it's not like you can read it in the preview section of the Times Union.
Not always. But Deanna Fox did do a little story on it, and she did post like three upcoming ones that you can try to get a hold of. That was in yesterday's food section.
Cool.
Right.
Okay, but so if just you, look for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, go on if you can. Go on our Facebook page, and we'll post the next one and its date, and then you can.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Three Chefs and a Baker on Facebook.
Great. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Thanks. Thank you.
So there are different models for this. Josh will
absolutely.
Do his at a place that has a working kitchen ready to go. You guys will pretty much just improvise?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We like, that's part of the fun of it, though.
It's a jazz band.
I mean, anything.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. That's why you were out back. Oh, now I understand. Yeah, it's a jazz band. So, you know, it can be, it must be tough. I mean, you have to look at the venue. Like, for instance, the next one is at your bakery, right, Linda?
Correct.
So you have some of the infrastructure in place.
Yes.
But you must look at some places and say, well, we can't do it here.
It's just more of a challenge.
Yeah.
You know, when you're
that's the fun part.
I can imagine owning your own business is the same way, but I know when you're an executive chef, you're basically just solving problems all day long. So things that are constantly coming at you, which is part of the thrill of it. You know, they come at you from all directions. So a lot of that lends itself in. I'm sure owning a business is the same.
Exactly.
It's the same
every
way.
Day.
And that's kind of fun of it. So, like, an unexpected place that doesn't have a kitchen, or it's out in a field, or it's on the side of a museum, or wherever it might be, that kind of lends itself. You got to get creative with your cooking techniques. And
hello, how about a public radio station? We got a fun drive coming up in a week.
Don't say it if you don't mean it.
Yeah. I don't make those calls, but I'm saying that would be a pretty cool thing.
Sure.
But you got a lot of people here. Of course, you know, you'd have to do it for free. But
Mark might be in that. I think he said he doesn't care about money, right? Mark's your guy.
1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. So, as we mentioned, Josh goes over to the Low Beat and does it there. You guys will go anywhere. Where do you see yourselves in the next, like, a year from now?
Probably burnt out.
Don't say that.
Had enough.
I'm the eternal optimist
kidding.
The quartet.
That's a very good question. I envision that all of us will be continually successful in whatever we're doing to help provide for our homes and families, but still doing this because we do it out of the friendship and out of the thrill of just being able to
work together.
Like, there's two major elements that really played into why we do this. When we first met each other, you know, I knew Mark, I knew Brian, Mark knew Linda, kind of all knew each other. When we came together, we all hit it off. We really just liked each other's company. So that was obviously...
We were giddy after the first one. We were so silly. Didn't you? I can't think of another word.
We're not going to use the word.
Okay, all right. Find a different word.
Linda was giddy.
We were very excited after the...
We hit it off.
We couldn't believe how much we had fun.
Yeah. We had a lot in common. We've been in this market for a long time, so
we understood.
We knew we had, we could commiserate together, and so there was
our group text alone should be published.
Should not be.
You get a blog and you do that.
It should be published.
But I mean, that's a good point that Mark brought up. That you have your families and you have your lives and you have your other work. How much time does an event like this take for all of you?
And that was the second part of it, was that this was something that we could do that didn't consume us, that didn't take a ton of our time, so we can live our normal lives and make
this
our
is
money.
A bonus.
This is really a bonus for us.
So when how much time does it take to do one event like you have coming up?
Well, it's not quick, but it's a couple days of prep. Well, I mean, it's a lot of preparation and
mental
planning. Mental preparation, blah blah. But there's a couple days worth of prep work that goes into it, and location setup and stuff like that. But all in all, in the grand scheme of things, it's not terribly bad for us. But you asked where I see us in a year, hopefully serving 20 people still. Great food. So hopefully it's the same thing. Really,
Who's the brains of the operation? Linda, I imagine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We equally choose not to have brains.
No, I'm the organizer.
Yeah.
I think, because of the camaraderie, we work together. No one is the leader.
No.
We all sort of lean on each other's strengths.
Yeah. That's how all the bands start out.
Yeah, Linda's
it's over. I'm just saying.
You're killing me.
I'm not being depressing about it, but all the bands, it's a democracy.
No.
Really?
I think that's the beauty of us.
Yeah.
I do. I think
None
that
of
is
us,
the beauty of it.
We're socialists.
Also, well, Linda owns her own company. Brian's an executive chef. Michael is an executive chef, and I'm an executive chef. Now, if you want to talk about egos that want to run things.
Yeah.
In this room, we don't have to.
No.
We can just do what we want to do. I don't need to tell Mike what to do. He doesn't need to tell me what to do.
So there are no creative differences at all?
No.
Absolutely there are creative differences. And that's what makes the creative process so much fun.
But the differences they're not combative.
No, it's a learning experience. Like, I might not agree with the style or technique or how you approach an ingredient, so I tell you my side of it. And usually...
He's right.
Right.
Exactly.
So that'll fester, and then next year there'll be different people in the group,
no.
and one of you'll be left.
No. This band is
This is
be...
solid.
All right, let's go over to Rachel in Albany. Rachel, you're on.
Hi. Just a quick question. How does the
Rachel, can you turn your radio down just a wee bit, because we're hearing we sound great, but we don't want to hear us.
Yeah. 1 second.
Thank you very much.
Little challenge here.
Okay, that's we're hearing ourselves. Okay, there you go.
Sorry about that. I actually had it lined up to turn it off, and it the screen went black.
All right, we'll cut you some slack. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. No, just a really quick question. How does the health department play a role in this? Based on what they've said, that these restaurants or this pop-up will appear in a place that doesn't even have a kitchen.
Sure. Just, you know, same. They approach it the same way as like a catered event. So say if you're getting married out in a field. So you sort of have to, whether you already have an inspection from the health department or not, you know, you have to make them aware.
You have to let them know.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely professional responsibility there. However, if you're doing it inside of a restaurant or an establishment that has already been inspected and okayed by the health department, you're good to go. It's just normal service. You're okay.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if it's out in the field, do you just get like a temporary vendor permit or something like that?
It's all very situational, but essentially something like that.
Who
yes.
handles the legal duties in this group?
Apparently Mike is our local
yes.
lawyer.
Yes.
The best at making stuff up.
Rachel, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Stuart in Poughkeepsie. Stuart.
Yes, good afternoon. I just was wondering, I've been listening to this program and find it quite interesting. I was just wondering, is there any sort of pop-up stuff down here in the Mid-Hudson Valley area, i.e. Poughkeepsie, Newburgh, or Kingston, in that area?
I don't know, but I sure hope so.
I live in Poughkeepsie.
Okay. Do some chefs just hate this idea? To say, oh, I'm happy.
There's always. There's I mean, you're trying to break us up. You don't even cook. So I'm sure there's chefs that don't
I know
like
you
it.
Guys like it. But are there some chefs who are like, I'm in my house. I have it the way I want. I don't want to go out and be inconvenienced.
I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. We don't hang
any,
out with
any
them,
that you
want
to name.
We don't know them.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
So we don't know about any that are in the Poughkeepsie area, but I assume that this is a trend that is on the up.
I hope so. You guys have great restaurants, great chefs, and amazing food. I really hope that
maybe we'll head down there.
Do fun stuff like that.
Yeah, one of the things that AMC has done is have a program, a whole. What is it? Roundtable program of the Culinary Institute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
And they do such a wonderful job up there.
Yes.
At CIA, yeah, they sure do.
My alma mater.
Well, thanks, Stuart.
And also, just to mention, I'm one of these people who's not on Facebook mainly because of security concerns.
Okay. Fair enough.
I usually do email.
Okay.
Such.
All right. Terrific. Well,
I thank you very much.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank
you very much, Stuart.
That's where we're going with that. Well, we have a couple of minutes left. Any wisdom you want to impart? I'm about fresh out of ideas here.
You mean as far as pop-ups?
Yeah.
All of us working together?
We have a minute and a half. Say what you want.
I would say just follow your creative dream, and I think that's what the four of us are doing.
Yes.
I really do. I mean... That's how I feel.
The less static restaurants we have in this area, the better
Why?
For everybody.
Right. I love static restaurants.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't go out to restaurants, but I like the idea of them a great deal.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them. They're the restaurants. I mean, I worked at a restaurant that was there for 65 years, okay? It's more static than that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we made a lot of memories there. We had met a lot of great people. And there are restaurants, and there will always be restaurants like that. But on the side, the more dynamic we can get with food and culture and the arts in this area, the better for everybody. So,
yeah, agreed. Someone's got to push the envelope, and not like we're reinventing the wheel here, but just the
just
idea
do it.
Of
you got to do it.
Good food is still good food.
Good food,
right.
Is
that's
good
true.
Food.
And
conversation,
that's
conversation,
true.
And for people that genuinely get along, seriously,
right.
Like I think that's the beauty, which you might not see in the industry as much.
That's true.
And I think
people
we bring
getting
in...
along, not
no,
in this industry. I'll tell you that.
No, but I mean in any industry, I just think it's a really nice thing to watch, to sit back and watch.
Who's well, that?
I certainly wish you the best. I know that you've all had your devices on, and thank you for not having them on ring most of the time. But we do hear them go. That's still okay. Well, nice having you all here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And so the Facebook, you're not on the web per se, but you're on Facebook. And what is
right.
the address on Facebook? What
three
is your
Chefs and a Baker?
Three Chefs, the number three?
Yes.
Three Chefs
yes.
and a baker. And I believe that link is on our website, wamc.org. Don't forget now, our fun drive starts June 1st. It's a Monday. Three Chefs and a Baker will not be doing a pop-up restaurant this time at the fun drive, but maybe next time. But we're trying to keep the fun drive short. If you want to kick something in, go to our lockbox, wamc.org. You can make your pledge right now. And everything we raise between now and the start of the drive, that's 6 a.m., Monday, June 1st, it starts. Everything we raise between now and then counts as like one giant pledge. So right now we're at about $225,000 raised in the lockbox. if we can get it to 375, 400. We've taken 2 days off the drive. So
nice.
That's the way we're shooting for it here. Thanks again to our guests. Thanks to everybody who called in. Support comes from Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 300 flavors of handcrafted dairy and dairy-free ice creams, cakes, hot fudge, and more. Harold's.com. Curran Compliance Services, Greenwich, New York, compliance and regulatory consultants for life insurance and annuity carriers and their distribution partners, currancompliance.com. Elms College, Shakopee, Massachusetts, working to educate students with their core values of faith, community, justice, and excellence, elms.edu. And DownTube, Albany's DownTube Bicycle Works, offering seasonal tune-ups and custom sales while they rebuild. Facebook for current service hours and location, downtubebicycleworks.com. Thanks again for being with us on Vox Pop today and all week. Zach Malloy, our engineer. Phones were answered by Barb King. Jessica Blaustein-Marshall, our producer. I'm Ray Graff. See you on Monday for Medical Monday with Alan Chartok.